Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The top American diplomat seeks an agreement with Syria. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States will have to reach an agreement with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to enable a political transition of power and to bring a stop to the five-year-old civil war that has left hundreds and thousands dead. Kerry spoke Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation.
But to get the Assad regime to negotiate, we're going to have to make it clear to him that there is a determination by everybody to seek that political outcome and change his calculation about negotiating. That's underway right now.
Kerry did not specify during the interview what the terms of a potential agreement with Assad could conclude. With another round of nuclear talks to begin this week between the United States and Iran, Secretary of State John Kerry says the obstacles to an agreement are largely political rather than technical. The secretary made the remarks on CBS's Face the Nation. Kerry will meet in Switzerland with Iranian counterpart Mohammad Javad Zarif in the next round of talks on the future of Iran's nuclear program. 10 U.S. aid workers who may have been exposed to the Ebola virus in Sierra Leone are being evacuated to the United States. On Friday, a healthcare worker tested positive for Ebola while in Sierra Leone. He's at the NIH for treatment. An elderly nun in the eastern Indian state of West Bengal is recovering from a gang rape attack at a Christian school. Police say she was attacked on Saturday. She was attacked while trying to stop a group of men from robbing a missionary school northeast of Kolkata.